We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
We're going to start tonight with Alex Jones, a man who boldly answered the question, what if Grimace were a proud boy? Because Jones has had himself quite the week.
Jones, under pressure, found liable in three separate defamation lawsuits brought by the families of 10 victims of the Sandy Hook massacre. The jury for this case determining how much Jones must pay for his lies.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
Look, obviously those claims were disgusting, but they shouldn't really be that surprising coming from a guy who literally named his platform after going to war with information. Guess what, Alex? You f***ed with info, and this time, info f***ing won.
I fought the law and the...
Jones has put up much of a fight so far. Judges have actually issued default judgments against him in multiple suits regarding his Sandy Hook remarks after he failed to comply with court orders. So the trial this week was the first of three in which the only question is determining how much he'll have to pay. And the way he's handled this trial is almost a masterclass in what not to do in court. Starting with the fact that he lied so many times, the exasperated judge had to say this.
It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testified. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testified. This is not your show. Do you understand what I have said? Yes or no? Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't...
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here.
Yeah, and you can understand her frustration there. When it comes to rules that a judge doesn't expect to have to spell out, don't lie in court is right up there with you have to leave your beer outside, it's not admissible evidence if it happened in a dream, and we do not celebrate Halloween in here. But that's not the only way that Jones provoked the judge, because he's also continued to appear on InfoWars, which has, among other things, baselessly linked her to pedophilia and shown this image of her engulfed in flames. He also went after the jury, questioning their intelligence and implying that his political enemies had handpicked blue-collar people who were ill-equipped to decide what monetary damages he must pay. He even engaged in the pettiest kind of behaviour like this.
Spit your gum out, Mr. Jones.
It's not gum.
What is it? Because you're not allowed food or gum of any kind in the courtroom.
I had my tooth pulled a week and a half ago, and I had some gauze in there earlier, and it's been causing me to have some pain.
So you're chewing on your gauze?
Would you like me to show you?
No, I just want you to answer my question.
No, I was massaging the hole in my mouth with my tongue. Right here, right here.
I don't want to see the inside of your mouth.
Holy s***! If you heard just her side of that interaction, from spit it out to I don't want to see the inside of your mouth, you'd assume she was talking to A small child, or B, a dog. You would not guess she was talking to professional conspiracist slash grown man Alex Jones until at least guess D. That is pathetic enough even before you learn that later that day, you could very clearly see him turning away from the judge and putting something in his mouth. And look, obviously, a lot of this was deliberate shtick on Jones's part. He decided to make this court hearing a circus because he's in the circus business, which is particularly despicable because the parents of one of the children that was killed at Sandy Hook, who were harassed constantly by Jones's fans, were in that room. But there was one twist that he may not have seen coming, because on Wednesday, one of the lawyers for the parents introduced a text message from Alex Jones's phone regarding the Sandy Hook shootings, which was notable because he'd previously testified that he'd searched his phone and could find no such messages. And it then emerged exactly how it had been obtained.
Do you know where I got this?
No.
Mr. Jones, did you know that 12 days ago, your attorneys messed up and sent me an entire digital copy of your entire cell phone with every text message you've sent for the past 2 years, and when informed, did not take any steps to identify it as privileged or protected in any way? And as of 2 days ago, it fell free and clear into my possession. And that is how I know you lied to me when you said you didn't have text messages about Sandy Hook.
Oh, first, credit to that lawyer for having the superhuman patience to sit on those text messages for 12 whole days. Just imagine receiving those records with texts that probably said things like, I know Sandy Hook really happened, I'm just a ghoul who wants to make the world suffer and make money doing it, followed immediately by one saying, can you make the frogs look gayer in the graphics? And say to yourself, wait, wait, your time will come. But the contents of Jones's phone could become a problem for him. Not only has the January 6th committee already requested those phone records, but they also show that Jones, who's tried to plead poverty in this case, was earning revenue of as much as $800,000 per day in recent years from sales. In the end, it was determined that he has to pay $4 million in compensatory damages, but as we now know, that could be just a week's work for him, and another $45 million in punitive damages, though that will undoubtedly be the subject of further litigation. And look, clearly, none of this is going to stop him. There are two more trials coming up, but he's probably going to find ways to turn those into a clown show as well and fundraise off them too. But at the very least, this phone thing could make his life much more difficult, and for a while. And that is something that we should all be allowed to enjoy, because to wake up one morning and find out that Alex Jones's lawyers mistakenly shared his cell phone records is a true blessing. We don't deserve this, but one thing's for sure, he definitely does.
Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones?
That's right, another day in paradise. This was a strange day. You probably all read about it.
I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
It may be hot outside, but in here, it's Christmas. Because yesterday, we all got the present we wanted. FBI agents raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh, oh, oh. Ooh. That's the most beautiful sentence America has ever produced. It's right up there with "We put cheese inside the crust."
Former President Donald Jailbird Trump got a visit from the FBI.
Tonight, breaking news. Former President Donald Trump saying the FBI has raided his Mar-a-Lago resort. Mr. Trump saying a short time ago that the FBI has carried out an unannounced raid at his home at the Florida Club, and that they even broke into his safe.
Boxes and boxes of documents have been seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home after the FBI conducted a wide-ranging search.
This may be the most politically explosive raid ever undertaken by the FBI.
Something that has not happened before in American history. So just take that in for just a second.
It doesn't get any more significant than this.
Not just aggressive, this is unprecedented.
Absolutely unprecedented.
Unbelievable. I mean, stunning.
Oh my God. The FBI raided Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago. The FBI, people, raided a former president's house. This is huge. This is bigger than when the feds investigated Bill Clinton for doing mouth stuff with that saxophone.
Here's what we know.
It is the first time in American history that a search warrant has been issued on a former president. And given the political implications, approval came from the very highest levels of the Department of Justice. White House officials say President Biden had no prior knowledge of the search, and current FBI Director Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump 5 years ago.
A Trump lawyer who was at Mar-a-Lago yesterday told us the FBI pretty much arrived in full force with agents and personnel numbering more than 30. They brought a box truck for document removal. The search, this lawyer told us, targeted three rooms, the former president's bedroom, his office, and a storage room.
The FBI executed a search of Mar-a-Lago, former President Trump's primary residence, around 10 a.m. Monday. Two sources told CBS News investigators seized boxes and paper documents, but no electronics. The Secret Service maintains a constant presence at the former president's home and facilitated the FBI's entry. Authorities also opened Trump's safe. At least two of Trump's attorneys were present during the search. The documents are believed to contain classified information. Trump and federal investigators had been in negotiations over the records, and the FBI visited Mar-a-Lago in June. Mishandling classified materials is potentially criminal. Federal law requires presidential records to be turned over to the National Archives. It is not known what documents were taken by federal authorities Monday. The Justice Department has so far declined to comment.
Early Monday morning, the FBI executed a search warrant on the former president's offices and personal quarters. I feel bad for those agents. Sir, I finished searching the cabinet full of empty chicken buckets. Where should I go next? Please don't say the bathroom. Please don't say the bathroom. Please don't say the bathroom.
If you remember, earlier this year, the feds already had to go down to Mar-a-Lago and take back 15 boxes of documents that Trump wasn't supposed to have. But apparently, they think there's more hidden on the property. All right? And I believe that. I believe that, too. I mean, like, Trump's not going to keep records in a filing cabinet like a normal person. This is the same dude who buried his ex-wife on a golf course. I mean, think about that. And yes, it is totally unprecedented for the FBI to raid the home of a former president. That is true. That has never happened in American history. But don't forget, Donald Trump has also never happened in American history. Everything is an anomaly with this man. I mean, like, why do you think a book from one of his staffers comes out every single week? Because every single person he interacts with is like, yo, have I got a f***ed up story for you? And wouldn't it be weird if this is the thing that takes Trump down? We thought it would be something like conspiracy or bribery or blackmail, but no, Trump's got busted for taking work home with him. What a nerd. Now, obviously, President Trump recognizes the gravity of the situation, which is why he has refrained from comment while the legal process is... Nah, I'm joking with you, come on. The guy released a statement immediately. Immediately, he read,
"These are dark times for our nation. As my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by the radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States.
This is completely different from Watergate, all right? For one thing, the guys breaking into Watergate didn't need to clean old ketchup stains off the documents. But the other big thing, the other big difference is that the raid was legal, all right? It was approved by a federal judge, approved by the head of the FBI, who, by the way, was appointed by Donald Trump himself. He got rid of like 17 other heads of the FBI because they didn't want to do crimes with Donald Trump.
So we know the raid happened. We still don't know why the raid happened, because we don't yet know what was in the warrant. Think about that. We're talking about the former president of the United States of America. The FBI raids his home, and all I can think is, I wonder which of his crimes they're investigating.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game.
Which crime is it?
We give you a legal action, and you try to guess which of the former president's many crimes it's related to. Yesterday, the FBI raided the former president's home in Palm Beach and removed multiple boxes of evidence. This action by the FBI is clearly related to one of the former president's many crimes. All you have to do is guess.
Which crime is it?
Tom, you're up. Pick the crime.
No, it wasn't obstruction of justice.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
You just have to pick the right crime he committed. Sexual assault, obstruction of justice, bribery, defrauding the United States, campaign finance, the Hatch Act, porn star hush money, Russian collusion, sexual misconduct, Ukraine blackmail, sedition, fake electors, attempted coup, tax evasion, charity scam, bank fraud, defamation, or removing classified documents. Violation of the Emoluments Clause, inciting a riot, witness tampering.
Wow.
We're gonna need a bigger board. While we address that, stay tuned for Can He Flush It?
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Let's see, the body's in my trunk. The meth in the glove compartment. The backseat full of illegal spider monkeys who definitely got into the meth. No? Oh, it's the busted taillight? Fair enough. I was kidding about the other stuff. Apparently, the FBI raid is all part of an ongoing investigation launched by the National Archives and Records Administration. That's right, he's gonna get taken down by the librarians, okay? Oh, they're coming for you, baby. They're organized, they know where everything is, and you never know which way they're coming, because they're so quiet, okay? They are silent but deadly. Here's what happened. Back in January, the National Archives discovered that when he left D.C. for Mar-a-Lago, the former president took 15 boxes from the White House that contained government documents, mementos, gifts, and letters. Letters like correspondence with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and mementos like Ted Cruz's balls. All of this is perfectly innocent, according to former second first son, Eric. Last night, he said this on the Fox News.
They'll probably find a note from me telling him how proud I am of him and what a great job he was doing as president.
Hey, FBI. Hey, FBI, did you find my note telling my dad how proud I am of him? Did you find a note of him saying how proud he is of me? Keep looking. The truth is out there, and in here. There was one inconsistency to Eric's story about how the former president learned about the raid yesterday morning. See if you can spot it.
You were with your dad as this was unfolding?
I was, Sean. In fact, I was the guy that got the call this morning, and I called my father and let him know that it happened.
So, you were with your dad yesterday morning as it was unfolding, and you got the call that was it was happening, so you called him to tell him it was happening from the same room? Hold on. It went to voicemail. He's not picking up. Dad. Dad. It's me. Dad, it's me over here. Dad, it's me, your son. Not the one you like, the other one. I have terrible news. I'm in the room with you.
You don't want to let a former president get away with crimes, right? Because nobody in America is above the law, right? Except corporations and rich people and police and celebrities sometimes. But aside from them, nobody is above the law. But at the same time, even the perception that the Justice Department is being used to go after your political opponents, that could erode people's trust in government. So it's a really tricky situation. And the only thing we can do is wait and see how the investigation unfolds. Or if you're Fox News, you can just freak out right now.
This is an abomination.
This is Gestapo.
It's probably the worst day in the history of the FBI.
This is a wake-up call for those in Congress to be able to use the tools at their disposal to defund the FBI, dismantle the FBI into 1,000 bits.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene simply tweeting, defund the FBI.
If this is what they're able to do to the former president of the United States, think about what they could do to you, to anybody in America.
The real target of this investigation isn't Trump. The real target of this investigation is you.
Do we have a dual justice system in America? Is there equal justice under the law?
I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
We're entering a Venezuelan, Zimbabwean, East German-style banana republic in which the law doesn't matter.
This is some third world bullshit here. Let me say it again. Third world bullshit.
All right. First of all, as someone from the third world, maybe leave us out of your for once, huh? How about that? How about that? This is Sean. Third world bullshit right here. This is Sean. Every time Americans want to call something in America that's corrupt, all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is third world bullshit. My man, at what point do you realize that it's happening here? It's you. It's you. Bad things only happen in other countries. When it's here, it's still happening in another country. In fact, when something happens in the actual third world, yeah, these days America's gotten so bad, people in Africa are like, are you kidding me? This is just like America. Ah, no. This place is turning into America. What are we doing here? What are we doing? But I do get what Super Karen is saying. If the FBI is going to go after Trump for stealing classified documents from the White House, then what's to stop them from going after you when you steal classified documents from the White House? Is that the country we want to live in, where anyone can be investigated just for the crime of doing crimes? I don't think so. I don't think so. And you know, what all of this just shows you, you just get a moment to savor is how amazing, how quickly MAGA world turns on law enforcement and America as a whole whenever it suits them, whenever things go against them. Huh? All of a sudden, Marjorie Taylor Greene posting a photo of an upside-down American flag after this raid happened. Yeah, well, I thought respecting the flag was the most important thing in the world. Colin Kaepernick is probably kneeling in his grave right now. People complaining. What happened to, if you don't like what's happening in America, why don't you just leave? What happened to that, huh? And all of these years, what has it been, 2 years now, of people saying defund the police is like the N-word for law enforcement. Yeah. Yes, but let the FBI take 2 boxes from Mar-a-Lago, and all of a sudden these same people are like, take that thin blue line and shove it up your defund the FBI, defund the cops. Same people. Where's law enforcement now? You know what we need to start for conservatives? We need to start a game show called Who's Woke Now? That's what we should call it. Yeah. It's like bringing our first contestant is Sean Hannity, who says now there are 2 justice systems in America. It's not fair. Oh, who's woke now, Sean? You just won yourself an Afro pick. Congratulations, brother. We don't know. We don't know what this raid will reveal. We don't even know if Donald Trump has actually done anything wrong. But what it has exposed is that this whole MAGA crowd, they're only pro-law enforcement. They're only pro-law enforcement when the law's not enforcing them.
There is new reporting this evening related to the unprecedented search of Trump's primary home. There are so many questions yet to be answered about what led FBI agents to Mar-a-Lago on Monday and also who may have led them there. The Wall Street Journal is now reporting there was an informant.
I got this rat, this annoying, heat-eating rat, and it brings up questions.
Someone familiar with documents stored at Trump's residence told investigators there could be more classified documents after the National Archives already retrieved 15 boxes. So the FBI was reportedly tipped off by someone who led them to execute the search warrant. Attorney General Merrick Garland faces increasing pressure now to say something publicly about why the FBI conducted the search. Donald Trump and his allies have filled the void with angry, speculative rhetoric. The ex-president puts out baseless accusations today that the FBI, quote, planted incriminating material before searching his residence, trying to cast this as some sort of conspiracy against him. Trump or his team have a copy of the search warrant. Normally, it does list the items to be seized, and he could make that available to the public, but he hasn't. Meanwhile, the FBI's move shouldn't have come as complete surprise to him. A source tells CNN DOJ investigators subpoenaed the Trump Organization for a copy of Mar-a-Lago's surveillance videos previously, and they were handed over, so that could have been a giant clue. It's been quite a week so far for Donald Trump, and it's only Wednesday. The search warrant was executed Monday at Mar-a-Lago. Yesterday, a federal appeals court ruled Trump must hand over his tax returns to Congress, and today, he had to appear at a deposition in the New York Attorney General's probe of his company. The deposition lasted roughly 4 hours. But Donald Trump didn't answer questions. He pleaded the fifth.
Take the fifth. Take the fifth.
He pleaded the fifth over and over again, despite insinuating numerous times over the years, taking the fifth is what guilty people do.
You see, the mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Now he says he has the answer to that question. In his words, when you're the target of a, quote, witch hunt, you have no choice. Now, the pressure is clearly building on the former president as his legal jeopardy intensifies. So many investigations looming over him simultaneously, including the Georgia election interference probe and the January 6th investigations.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.